Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown, a brand new supernatural audio horror series. Episode 4, Facts. Originally released on Patreon on June 27th, 2023.
So, as best as I can tell, Nigel, you seem to be in good shape.
You're starting to sound like my wife. She doesn't think anything's up either.
Have you considered the headaches might simply be a symptom of stress?
I have. But I worry that it's something else. You know what they tell folks about these brain tumours and such? I just want to make sure nothing comes bad of anything. I can't let the farm suffer any more losses, especially not me.
You're talking about your sheep?
Sheep, two cows, and something spooked the horses so hard, one of them near jumped over the fence off into the valley.
And you're worried whoever did this might come back?
Doctor, you'll have to forgive my language, but this notion that this is being done by a who or a man is utter bollocks.
I'm guessing you have a theory.
Aye. And if you'd seen the state of some of my flock, I dare say you'd have some thoughts too. Lads over on Martin Hatcher's farm have been saying the same as me. It's something...
Something...
big. Powerful. I've seen what a man can do, even if he's off his head. No, this was something else entirely.
So you're thinking this is an animal attack, like the news is suggesting?
It's possible, isn't it?
Well, even if it is, the police are out there trying to work this all out. Probably as we speak.
I think you're more of an optimist than most, Doctor.
It does help with the stress. So maybe you might have a go and see how you get on. What do you say?
Aye, all right. I suppose.
Look, you know the drill. See how you get on, and if you still feel like you're struggling, come back and see me. Okay?
I shall. Thank you, Doctor.
Emily.
Hi, Paul. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being in touch for a while. It's just... I've just been trying to deal with something. Something big. And I didn't want to, I didn't want to involve you. I mean... I didn't want to hurt, stress you out.
Hurt?
Oh, shit. Sorry. My head's all over the place right now. I know you asked me to let you know I'm okay. Well, I'm alright. I just need you to know that I think maybe some space away from me is the safest for you right now. I don't want you getting... Shit. I'm sorry, Paul. Look, I have to go. Okay, just wait for me.
Margaret. Can you pass over the rest of my appointments to the others for today, please? And do we know who it is at the police station who deals with domestic abuse?
Whispering Pages. I guess this is it. Hello?
You right out?
Wow. I can really smell that old paper. Is everything okay?
Age.
Excuse me?
The smell. Some of these books are older than this building. Maybe even this town.
Right.
What did you hope to find here?
Find? Well, the lady at the library said that you might have some books on...
Spit it out.
Monsters?
你读这些东西想干嘛呢?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Chinese.
You have to be more specific. What monsters are you looking for?
I'm not looking for monsters per se. I mean, I'm just wanting to learn about... You know what? It's okay. Never mind.
Perhaps you're looking for something inside.
Inside?
Inside the shop? You certainly aren't likely to find anything useful out there. Not if you're really looking to learn about monsters. Come, sit. I have some dusty old pages you might be interested in.
Okay.
Thank you for coming, Doctor. You said you wanted to give information on a domestic abuse case.
Not exactly, Sergeant Hobbs. No. More, I'm concerned for a friend's well-being.
I see. And this friend is...
Her name's Emily. Emily Hargreaves.
Hargreaves. I know that name.
Oh. From where?
Hargreaves. Ah, yes, Hargreaves. She reported a car stolen a month or so back. It was found up in the moors. The inside ripped to bits and the driver's door forced open.
Ripped to bits by what?
A knife, I suspect. It's not uncommon for joyriders to trash a car they've stolen. You think that there's a connection between this and your concerns?
She never told me about the car.
Is this girl a patient of yours?
No. No. I'm just concerned about her. She has a history with a violent ex.
And you're worried that this ex is responsible for the theft of her car?
And possibly is in the area. Yes.
And do you have any proof of this?
No. Not yet, but she's been acting different of late. And, well, it occurred to me that...
Doctor, I appreciate your concern, but we can't simply look into anything based on a theory.
Julie, I know this woman. Something is wrong.
Then, Doctor, you should ask her to come to us directly. If she's in any kind of danger, we can help her.
Right.
God knows there are enough monsters out there. Ask her to come in and make a statement. We can't do anything otherwise. I'm sorry. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Here, try this. The mare.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
An evil spirit who rides on people's chests while they sleep. Bringing bad dreams. Interestingly enough, this is where your English word nightmare comes from.
I think a lot of people must have met this.
I suspect many of us have met a few monsters in our time.
All these books? You've been collecting them from all over the world? That's how you know so much about all these things.
Let's just say... I have used the last half of my life in much wiser pursuits. However, I think we have not found what you are looking for. This is truly old. A diary, in fact. A lord who lived in a dark corner of Europe many centuries ago.
I can't read the language. German? But the images. These are his sketches?
He dedicated his life to the study of the thing that killed his child. A monstrous wolf creature. the Wolf of Ansbach. Something, they say, returned from the depths of hell itself. So, this could be what you want to find. Here, take it.
Oh, I can't possibly afford this.
Very true. It's priceless. But to you, I give it freely. Perhaps it will point you in the right direction.
This creature, what is it exactly?
Oh, these are very ancient. Many names have come and gone. Amarak, Fenri, Lycon. But most today know of this beast by the name Werewolf.
I should go. Thank you for everything. I'm sorry, I never got your name.
My name is Mei Ling.
Thank you, Mei.
I'll be seeing you...
Emily.
I'll be seeing you, Emily. I'm sure. Zhu你好运.
Jess, it's me. Look, I know. I know that I scared you yesterday, but I really need to see you, okay? Because I found something. I think I know what I am.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.